Take your Bibles and turn to the book of James tonight. This is kind of the springboard. The book of James tonight. We have a business meeting coming up, and so we'll try to go about 30 minutes here and get out of the way. Also, I got several emails from Brother Alan Brooks, and they are excited about the Bibles going out in Papua New Guinea. They're getting placed in the hands, and churches are stamping them and giving them out. So to God be the glory, and what a blessing it is to be able to have a little part in what God's doing there in Papua New Guinea. The book of James, the Bible said in verse number 6 of chapter number 4 in the book of James, the Bible said, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How many believes as the coming of the Lord draws nigh that we're going to have to determine in our hearts more and more to resist the devil? Amen. Amen. And the Bible said in verse number 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. I was thinking as I read that text, Brother John's been filling in for Brother Brian and doing a great job, he and Brother Thurman both. But as I've been listening to the Sunday school lessons, Brother John's been magnifying that we have a responsibility in trying to reach the lost. God has a responsibility, and I believe he's been right on track with that. In other words, if we're trying to fulfill our responsibility apart from God, that'll never work. If we're expecting God to do our part also, that'll never work. Amen. And here the Bible is teaching us that we have a responsibility. If we want God to draw nigh to us, we have a responsibility to draw nigh to God. And last Wednesday night, we spent the whole service. I didn't mean to. I meant to preach the whole message last Wednesday night. But we spent the whole service talking about how that we draw nigh to God through the blood. And we looked at text after text after text. Apart from the blood of Jesus, God is unapproachable. The likes of you and I cannot approach God outside of the blood of Christ. And that's whether we're a sinner coming to be saved or whether we're a child of God coming in supplication and prayer or whether we're coming to get forgiveness of sin. That cannot happen apart from the blood of Christ. Now, I'm not going to go back and go over all of that, but it is a blessing to know that Jesus' blood, even in this modern age where you have people that want to take it out of the Bible, you have people that want to take it out of the songbooks, people that make fun of you and I, that preach the way of the cross is the only way that leads home. You have people that want to do away with that train of thought. But I tell you, it blesses my heart when I read about what Jesus did for me. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life. And folks that think that the Roman soldiers took his life, they don't understand the love of God. Because they didn't take his life. He laid his life down willingly for you and for me. One of my favorite texts in the Bible is Isaiah chapter 53. It describes the sufferings of our Lord and what he went through with. You think about this. He suffered for time so that we wouldn't have to suffer for eternity. Amen. He took our hell in his body on that tree so that we wouldn't have to suffer forever and ever in a place called hell. What a blessing that is. Now tonight I want to talk about some other areas that according to the Bible, God uses to help you and I to draw nigh to God. The next one, I'm just taking them in the order that the Lord gave them to me. We draw nigh to God through the blood. But the second one is, in our brokenness, we draw nigh to God. How many of y'all have ever had a broken heart? Sometimes it's because of something spiritual. Sometimes it's because of some kind of even mental anguish. Sometimes it's because of something physical. Sometimes it's because of a death in the family. But the Bible is telling us here in Psalm chapter 34, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. Listen, I believe this. When our heart became broken over our sin, the Lord was nigh unto us. That's what the Bible calls repentance. Now, in other words, listen, no one ever repented until they understood that it was their sin that nailed Jesus to that cross. And the Lord is nigh to that individual that has a broken heart. But listen, not only when we got saved was He nigh unto us when we have a broken heart, but how many's glad? Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible said draw nigh to God. I want to just tell you what God put in my heart. There are times when we can't even draw nigh to God, but He'll draw nigh to us anyway. In our brokenness, when we can't get to where He is, He'll come to where we are. And if you've never experienced that, I hope you never have to. But I'm afraid if you live very long, you will. You'll have that broken heart. Then the storm, you remember in John chapter 6 and verse number 19. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlong, they seeing Jesus on the sea, the next word said, drawing nigh unto the ship, they were afraid. Beloved, listen, they were out there doing all they could. How many's ever felt like that's what you're doing? Doing all you could. But it still looked like the ship's going to go down. But I tell you, there was one walking on the sea, amen, that was going to look after them, look after the ship, take their fear away, amen, speak to them. We preached on that a little while back. So in our brokenness, we draw nigh to God. I don't know. The other morning, I guess it was evening when I read that post. But Sister Kim, and honestly, I was so overwhelmed in my spirit, I didn't even comment on it that night. I had such joy in my heart. That anybody could be going through such a difficult, trying situation and send a message out to the world, count it all joy. Amen. It blessed my heart. Let me say this tonight. In our brokenness, we can draw nigh to God. Then in the book of Hebrews, not only through the blood do we draw nigh to God, and not only in our brokenness do we draw nigh to God, but in the book of Hebrews, there's something else that we see. In Hebrews 7, verse 19, the Bible said, for the law made nothing perfect. You see, a lot of people don't understand the purpose of the law. The law was not to make us perfect. The law was to make us guilty. The law was our schoolmaster. You see, we would never have come to Christ if we didn't realize and understand that we were guilty. But the Bible said, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. I say tonight, we draw nigh through the blood. We draw nigh in our brokenness. But thank God the Bible said we can draw nigh because of the bringing in of a better hope. Amen. The law, under the law, the blood sacrifices put off the sin of the people from year to year. But God said, I've got something better than that. I've got a lamb that'll take away the sin of the world. the bringing in of a better hope. I'm glad tonight that according to the Bible, the law made nothing perfect. But how many believes tonight this better hope, this hope which we have as an anchor of the soul, this hope that's most sure and steadfast, this hope that God has given us tonight is better than that that was under the law. And God said the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Let me give you this. Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 7. Listen to what the Bible said. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was magnifying the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye. He said, what nation is so great that has the God of heaven so nigh unto them? Let me ask you a question tonight. If that was said of a nation under the law, what in the world does God think of his church tonight? The better hope. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. If God was nigh to the nation of Israel under the law, let me just say this, he's not really nigh unto us, he's in us. Christ in you, the Bible said, the hope of glory. He's in his church tonight. I thought about that. If the Lord would make such a statement, what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? How he loves the church tonight. Jesus, my friend, gave his life. Jesus purchased a bride. I'm glad to be a part of that bride tonight, aren't you? Then, number four tonight in the message. In our brokenness we draw nigh. It's through the blood that we draw nigh. It's through a better hope that we draw nigh. Then the Lord spoke to my heart about this. It's through the book that we draw nigh. This book, this what we call the Bible. You remember the Bible said in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. I've said this for years and I believe it to be so. We can't be any closer to God than we are to his book. If we want to draw nigh to God, then we need to draw nigh to the book. Listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 73, verse number 28. It said, but it is good for me to draw near to God. It's good for me. How many believe that's good for us to draw near to God? And the psalmist said, I put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all thy works. You say, preacher, I don't see anything in there about the book. Well, he said, here I put my trust in the Lord. You know what the Bible said? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I keep coming back to it, and I don't mean to, but I can't help it. I guess we're kind of like John, Brother Steve. He said, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. He said, preacher, I don't understand how that our people could be down in Texas, be away from their family, and try to magnify the Lord, and try to magnify the joy of the Lord. Right here's a book. I will guarantee you that this book's just as real in Texas as it is in Tennessee. It may even be more real. Because I believe sometimes the songwriter said, even in the valley, God is good. And I believe sometimes it's in the valley where we really cherish this old Bible, this precious old book. It's through the book we must draw nigh. Here the Bible said to draw near to God. And then the Bible said to trust God. And then the Bible said to declare all thy works, to declare the things of God. Let me just say this tonight. I believe this is a mistake. I believe it kind of goes, Brother John, with what you've been teaching on Sunday morning. I believe there's a bad mistake being made when you and I are trying to declare his works and there's a distance between us and him. We need to be near Him first, trust Him, and then declare His works to a lost and dying world that's around us. The Bible gave us the order. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 30, I may have known this years ago, I'm not sure, but it sounds just like Romans chapter 10. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 14, but the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Romans chapter 10 said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. I believe tonight, if we're going to pray like the disciples did, Lord, increase our faith, then we're going to need an increase right here in the book. Lord, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. Then we're going to have to be nearer to this blessed old book, the Bible. Amen. You believe that tonight? In Leviticus chapter 10, Moses said unto Aaron that it is the Lord that spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with the Bible? Listen to John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The other day, I may still have, I believe I've got it off after two showers. Miss Eve and I were touching up the furniture on the back porch. And we had it all out. She had it cleaned up. And it's made out of a light gauge steel. And I don't know what, it was gray when we bought it. And we wanted it to be black. So we painted it. And over the years, it's flaked off in places. So I took a little wire wheel on a grinder. And I got all the loose flakes off of it and roughed it up a little bit. And we bought three cans of what they call hammer paint at Lowe's. And Brother Steve, as I was spraying, and I noticed when I got done with the first can that it didn't all go on the furniture. That there was a lot of it in the overspray, in the hair on my arms. I was sticky and had it all in my fingers here. And let me just ask you something tonight. What good would it have done me to run water over that? None. I had to get something, Brother Rose, that would cut it. And thank God I had something there. And you know, I've used gas before. I don't like to do that. But I had some, mineral spirits. And so I poured some at mineral spirits and I rubbed and I rubbed and I rubbed. And I still didn't get it all. All I'm saying tonight is, when we get stained, the only way we're going to get sanctified is through His blood and through this book. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I have this little bottle of stuff. I think it's been on the pulpit ever since I've been here. I use it every once in a while. And I call it, I know it's what do you call the stuff? Hand sanitizer. I've always called it sanctifying juice. Amen. In other words, you got germs on your hand. You put that on there and you rub it around. And it kills the germs. How many's glad there's something we can rub around in our life that'll kill what needs to be killed in our life? Amen. It'll do it. The blessed old book, the Bible. The story is told of a young girl who accepted Christ as her Savior. And she applied for membership in a local church. Listen to this. You'll like it. Here's what a deacon said. He said, were you a sinner before you received the Lord Jesus into your life? Yes, sir, she replied. Well, are you still a sinner? She said, to tell you the truth, I feel I'm a greater sinner than ever. Then what real change have you experienced? She said, I don't quite know how to explain it. Except I used to be a sinner running after sin. But now that I'm saved, I'm a sinner running from sin. She was received into the fellowship of the church and proved by her consistent life that Jesus indeed lived in her heart. an inner life. I tell you, beloved, tonight, one old preacher said it like this: this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. It'll not be both ways. Either this book will keep us from sin, or sin will keep us from this book. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't read my Bible much, but that's not really that bad of a sin." Well, that's what's wrong with us. The Word of God said to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him, it is sin. Amen. We wouldn't categorize that the way we would categorize a lot of things. But beloved, when we leave this book off, it might be headed for something a whole lot bigger, a whole lot messier. We need the Bible. Amen. And then let me give you this tonight, and I'm done. Through the blood we must draw near. In our brokenness we must draw near. Through that better hope, praise God, we can draw near. Through the book, the Bible, we must draw near. But the last thing I'll give you tonight, and I want you to understand tonight, Brother Steve, you mentioned it a while ago, Jesus is coming. We don't know when, but he's coming. And the last thing tonight in the message is, through that blessed hope, we must draw near. You say, "Preacher, I don't know what that's got to do with anything." Well, in Joel chapter 2 and verse number 1, the Bible said, "Blow you the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all of the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand." How many believes his coming is nigh at hand? The Bible said in Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 5, and he said, "Draw not nigh thither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy." We're living in a day when God didn't say, "Don't draw nigh," like he did here to Moses. He said to us, "Draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto thee." Thank God tonight. The Bible said in verse 3 of John, 1 John chapter 3, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." In Luke 21, 28, "And when these things begin to come to pass," the Bible said, "then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." In James chapter 5 and verse number 8, he said, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." We need to be patient. He's coming. He's coming. I was speaking with Brother Brian yesterday evening, and Brother Brian has a lady and her husband. She had the surgery done about 2 weeks before that Brother Brian did. I learned something else yesterday, and that is that the surgery that he went through was the second most dangerous surgery that they perform in that hospital. It was the second most dangerous surgery that they perform in that hospital. I asked Brother Brian, "What is the most dangerous?" He said, "I've been thinking the same thing." He said, "I didn't ask, but," he said, "I will, Pastor, I will." But there's a lady that had that done, and she's been coming around and been encouraging Brother Brian and talking to him, her and her husband. She's about my age, about 57 years old. And God always has a way, doesn't he? But Brother Brian was telling me one of the things that he's battling right now, and he can't do anything about it, is his blood pressure. When he gets on his feet, his blood pressure wants to drop. When he gets up, then his blood pressure goes down, and it causes him to be a little bit dizzy and things like that. And he said, "You know, Pastor," he said, "everybody just keeps telling me, be patient." See, right now he cannot sit up because there's healing that has to take place before he can sit up. So he's either laying down or going right from there to up on upright. And he said, "I know that they're right, Pastor." He said, "But sometimes it's just hard to be patient. Brother Houston, I told him he needed to call you." He said, "That's right, Pastor." Amen. I said, "Brother Houston can help you with that patience, Brother Brian." He said, "That's right, Pastor." Do you know what we need to do tonight? We just need to be patient. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to us. Wait on the Lord. Work for the Lord. Worship the Lord. He's coming, amen. And we just need to keep on keeping on till He comes. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. I appreciate tonight His blood. I appreciate His book. I appreciate the brethren that God allows us to get together. Amen. And He knew we would need that as His coming draws nigh. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And He said, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. A person that can't see that day approaching is blind in our generation. I mean blind, amen. And so we need to pray and draw nigh to God. Let's pray a moment. Father, thank You tonight for this Bible. Thank You for Your people. Thank You tonight, Lord Jesus, for allowing the likes of us to draw nigh to the likes of You. Lord, I pray that, Lord, like Enoch of old, like Noah, walk with God. Help us, Lord, just to walk with You. God, I know that sometimes, Lord, we get sideways and we walk contradictory to the Word of God, to the Spirit of God. Lord, we thank You for coming and living and dying and getting up the third day to bring us a better hope. The New Testament. The way of salvation through the blood of our darling Savior. The way of sanctification through the blood and through this precious book, the Bible. God, I just pray tonight that You'd help us in these days to draw near. God, help us to draw near to one another. Help us to draw near to God. Help us to draw near to our Bible. And Lord, help us to draw near to sinners. Be a friend. Be a friend of sinners. Lord, I pray tonight You'd touch the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted. Bless the brokenhearted. Help us all, our Father, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. In Jesus' precious name, amen.